There you go.
Yes, that works. Yeah, as I said, they just had some issue from their end that didn't work. So all good in the hood. Yeah. No, it was just yeah. I didn't know it wasn't working. I was just wondering why I wasn't getting called. So, yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. We've had a lot. I mean, I've just had the school holiday, so, and I've got Isabel home again today because she had the vaccine and now her arm's really sore. And oh, they give them at high school, they get all the kids get two vaccines in year seven. The poor things, they get tetanus and HPV, and they put one in one. Yeah, so there's probably a lot of kids at home today with a sore arm. No. Yeah, I was crook yesterday with the worst headache. I kept going though. I sent out seven sample packs yesterday. Including yours, so altogether seven in total. And I've got another one of yours to send out. I'm not yours, sorry, my own to send out. And if you've got any more, let me know because I can, it's, you know what I mean, the easier it is to do more at once. No, I mean, luckily I found one that's a little bit closer than the one, so it's just sort of like easy, but still, you don't, you want to be doing like eventually it'll get if you before you get to pick and save or whatever that does, but you know, pick and pack, yeah, you know, like you want to sort of make a it in one section rather than up and down all day, but you need people to get them quickly too, otherwise, you know. Yeah, there's a there. No, there was a girl I had left a because I don't leave text now. I just leave voice messages if applicable, if it like allows, and it's quicker. So I'm doing it quicker than before, and I'm getting sort of a bit more of a swing of it. But I left a voice message for a girl, Mims Beauty, and she's from Spa Circle. Then she rang me back, but I think I was on the phone. So then I rang her back, and she goes, "Oh, she's really interested because she wants to get rid of something she's using, and she's really interested in Skin Virtue." So I, she asked for brand information and a pack, and I've sent that to her yesterday. So she's pretty keen, and I just said, "Oh, you know, we're it's really good to get involved with us at the moment because, you know, we don't have locking contracts or minimum orders, but you know, down the track, obviously, as companies grow, that changes. And you know, we're really, you know, really up and coming. We're so fantastic." And she's like, "Oh, wow, that's great." So, No, I just wanted to. I know I don't feel like when I'm talking to people, I'm under pressure like that. I'm excited to tell them about the brand. I just worry, you know, like, oh my God, how are we going to make this? You know, like I want to be involved and I'm really committed, but I, you know, you get scared. You're like, I just don't want this to fail, you know? Yeah, I see that, and but how, you know, like I believe once we get people involved, that it will, people will become like the product and come back and back. That's what I think. No, God, no. Well, I, you know, that's what I want, and I think that, I mean, from my perspective, I think that we just have to find a way to sell it any way we can, like, you know, like I don't want to limit it to, oh, we just sell to this. I think that if we can, wherever and anyway, because, you know, like if you start thinking about, oh, if we do this, we might upset this. Well, fuck that shit. I have that a little bit like that mentality because, hang on a minute, there's a lot invested in this. There's a lot of people involved in this that want this to work, and I can't let, you know what I mean? Like this, over a period of time, I want to get to, well, if you like it, you'll buy it, and that's it. We're delivering a beautiful product. It's all, you know, it's consistent. If it's always of the same quality and service, then what? Why are you saying what dictating what we do and we don't do? That's what I think. I think it should just be. Like all those beautiful brands, like, I don't know, La Mer and Augustus Baden, that are like amazing brands. And they're all Elemis. They can still be bought everywhere. You know, they can be bought everywhere. Or you know, like wherever, like maybe Mecca, I don't know, like those sort of places have so many stores. Why couldn't you go into a Mecca? Mecca have Mecca Maxima. They have multiple, or once you get in with Sephora, you know, why can't we be in those stores? Because those orders are big order, initial big orders, and if you don't sell, they get rid of you. Yeah, of course. And what about some of the plastic surgeons? Because I saw a plastic surgeon online, going, all the injectables, and they do everything from nose, boob, body, and then they have nurses who do injectables. And he was talking about the importance of skin and the right skincare products, and you've got to look after your skin. So why can't we approach plastic surgeons? Because I reckon that they like boutique-y, and more so not the not I'm not talking the bigger injectable clinics. I'm talking sort of like plastic surgeons who want some skincare brands, and they might be a good niche market rather than people that are skin spas. I just have a feeling that they could, you know what I mean? Like, oh, we don't have a lot, they like that concept of quality skin products. We need to get me in front of the doctors, not the nurses, because they'll block me. Get the doctor to say no. Yet if I get in front of the doctor and convince him, and then he says to the nurse, "Look, we want this range," you just sign her up. But that's what the way to do it. Like, the nurses will be like, "Oh yeah, what do you got?" You just got an email back from Jane saying she wants to do the Teams meeting. And because I saw the email you sent to her, and she's just responded to you. That's pretty cool. But that's a little bit of a confidence boost, that they're still on board and Yeah, they're still open, yeah. I'm telling people anyway. I'm fucking. Yeah, well, we've got, because see, the thing is that we did that for them and we put our time into, we've got every right to leverage. No, okay, good. Yeah. The inspiration dash, is that it? Yeah. See, I'm just keep thinking about again. I keep thinking over and over in my mind because we are a range and it's not just one product. You know what I mean? Like people have their favorites, but it's not like you kind of can buy 10 of our products. Right? So how do we get that one product to go viral to get people buying other products? A viral product, because if I look at brands, I think the serumist, I'll tell you why. I mean, I think we could have both, and I think both of them have got certain values. Like I think we almost need those two products because crazy skin, you get a visible result. But the serum is, when I tell people, oh, we've got a serum and it's in a mist format and you mist it on and you get a glow, people go, oh my God, Really? So, you know, like they get. Yes, and I just think you can drink that shit. It's unisex. You know what I mean? Like, I think like it's men will buy it, women will buy it, young girls will buy it, older people will buy it. It is such a great thing. I haven't ever found a. That was the first product of Skin Virtue I got hooked on, and I'm talking back years ago. I just thought, oh, this is amazing. I'm obsessed by this. That it is my favorite. Like, I love the mask as well. I mean, I love the moisturizers. I love everything. I really do. I genuinely love everything. But if I was, you know, to say what is going to be a product that we can get to go viral, that gets people like, you know, like something, and people do like, or both. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. See, I think PR is the biggest fucking ripoff, paying someone for PR. And I've been around a shitload of it. You know, anyone. It's timing. Yeah, it's timing. Don't ever pay. That is something we can do ourselves. It's just get some budget and plan what to do, because when you pay someone for PR, they rip you off. It's bullshit. All the smartest people who promote their products, so if Foster Brake, if Roxy Jasenko had a skincare product, Sam Brett, all those girls get a hero product. They do the campaigns themselves. They do it themselves. They don't get, or maybe you get a PR agency that's honest, that is going to plug you in to their clients that you are very friendly with. You know what I mean? If you engage them, they just. Yeah, the connections. But you just that you do it yourself. Like, you just email. It's exactly okay. All it is exactly what we're doing now. And when we say, okay, we've got the sales to a point. Now we're going to focus on PR. We find out who that lead is. We email and cold call ourselves and follow up. So you do. That's all how PR. And you know what I've also learnt. From Duke, because I've done some courses in it. Those people in those editorial and those newspaper roles change like a fucking revolving seat. There's always someone different in the role, so it's a very transient. So they're changing monthly or quarterly or every 6 months. So, you know, the days of those being long held, connections are gone. It's just a matter of hitting that person or that new person every 6 months, every 3 months until they write about you. Correct. And it's not the timing. It's not the timing. This is something that we look, we do exactly what we're doing now. It, now is not the time. But in 3 months or 6 months, we plan that out because Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. Double down, like, yeah, I think it's timing with PR. My honest to God is personal experience with it is everything in our back end, every single last thing in the back end, every system we have in place has to be shit hot tight, because when you start going to PR and people Google you and people straight away look you up, boom, you want it to be working. You know, like you see people have this fabulous PR story and I Google the brand and I can't find a website for it because they've pulled a connection, they've gone to a party, they've snorted some coke with someone and they've said, oh, I'll write a story on you. Okay, great. I mean, that there is a lot of that that happens. You can sell yourself on the spot on a night out. I used to do it 24/7 in my burlesque career, sell myself hard. But I had everything to back it up. But if you Google a brand, it has to be ready. So I've learned don't pull the trigger on that until you're at your platform is strong. Yeah. 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 Preparing for it, so we say by early next year we want to be hitting those PR targets, because it's also timing with PR. We don't, now is not a time to PR. It's winter, everyone's out of town. PR is all about planning and timing and getting your maximum cut through about it. Now you can get people to write stories and promote you when things are quiet because there's no other news. There's all kinds of way, so you, when you do it, you want to be able to maximize on it, you know. And you may not get stories written when you're up and coming and you're not super famous, written about you at quiet times. That's okay too. That may be the starting point. Like I might be able to find someone to write about us around now because everyone's on holiday, no one's around, not much happening, they don't have a pile of work. There's all those things that come in, you know. Nowhere near it. Not even close. Yep. New. Correct. Correct. They're going to do it once. They're going to hook you up once, but they've got to like what you do. You know, like they've got to like what you do. You've got to get in front of the right people. Oh, definitely. But they're getting so much. But it's timing as well. You know what I mean? Like, we've got to get it. I think that what people need right now in terms of beauty, I think there's a lot of kind of like there's so much noise out there, and there's people using a bit of this and a bit of that and famous products, whereas I think that what we want to come in as we focus on, you know, repairing skin barrier, that we believe that continuity using five of our products is going to give you a better result. It's not expensive. You're not using a bit of this and a bit of that, and you're not going to get the results you're getting that we provide by using a more stable range of products. And I think skin health is going to come into play very soon, because I saw a prominent plastic surgeon talking about it on his Instagram last night, saying, oh, but skin health's important. You know, you can put all the fillers in your face, but skin health's important. Well, that, yeah, Dr. Jeremy Hunt. He's a Kambala dad, okay? He's a Kambala dad. I would, you know, like, I think he's a Kambala dad. He is, you know, he had his own range there for a while, so I don't know what's happened to that. But he is the sort of, I actually know him a little bit, and he's the sort of person that would be like, oh, you got to go through the nurses. So I don't decide on, I know what he's like. He'd flick you off to a nurse and then she'd block you. I'm not being negative, but I could imagine that. He would flick you off to his nurses. He's quite friendly with Jay. He's actually a good mate of Jay's. It's almost like if Jay could get in front of him, we'd be in. Put it that way. We need Jay to get in front of him. Jay would convince him. He's very good friends with Jay. Yeah. Yeah, so it would be Jay that would get him across the line in a New York second. Yeah. He's making so much money. Oh my. If he's a mate of Jay's, he'd be a mate of yours. You know what I mean? Like, he's a good bloke. He's a boys' club, you know? Yeah, he's a decent Aussie bloke. He's got four daughters at Kambala, or he's got four daughters, and he's a hardworking dad. Works really hard, very successful. Has worked really hard for it though. Now, nothing's been handed to him. No trusting. He's really good. Yeah. Like, if I wanted something done, if I wanted a nose job or, you know, breast or anything, I'd go to him. I'd choose him. And Target Michael Yanaev. I don't know what the name, look him up. What's his name? Dr. Michael Yanaev, because Michael's a bit of an underling, but he might be more hungry to take it on. What's the name of his clinic, Michael? What is the name of his clinic? Oh, I've forgotten his clinic. Dr. Michael Yanaev. He's Russian, but he's a nice guy. He's also a mate of Jay's. Yeah, Y-U-N. Because he's one of those ones that wants to be involved in things just to fit in and look good. but he's got a clinic. I've forgotten the name of his clinic. What's the name of his clinic? Oh, it'll come to me. Leave it. I'll have to look up. Yeah, I have to remember. Yeah, I can't remember his clinic name. He is, but he also does, yes, he is Nina. He's a breast surgeon and he's a Kambala dad. And he also does the beauty side of it as well, some of it. I don't know if he, I'm sure he does injectives as well. So he does plastic. Yeah, there you go, Nina. What's the name of his clinic called, lovely? Breast and body, yeah. So he's basically a BCC, that's his clinic there, BBC clinic. Dr. Michael, you know, he wants to be Jeremy. So I'm just saying, like, Jeremy's kind of the benchmark of what Michael wants to be. Michael's a nice guy, very nice. And he's a mate of Jay's as well. Yeah. Isabel's very good friends with his daughter. Absolutely. Yeah, but that is good, but it should be more than 10% because it's good. Yeah. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. All fantastic. I better go. I've got to now feed the child, do some more calls. But it's awesome. And phone works. And I've just received a text from a lady saying she wants a parcel, which is fantastic. So I'll get on to that. No, it's there, Gary. It's come up on mine. What are you doing, Jane Hogan? Hang on, the 7th of August after 11:30 a.m. Good morning, Gary. I'm going to screenshot. I'm screenshotting the email so you can see it. And then you know. No, it's there. It's awesome. At least they're still like... Oh, no way you would have missed it and felt all ho-hum. Why didn't you come back to me? Well, she's come back to you, all right. There you go. You've got it. All right. Awesome. Okay. No worries. Okay, bye, bye, bye.